That was Shamaran Mako, an Iraqi student and a research fellow at Northeastern University here in Boston. So many Iraqis didn't used to see a Sunni-Shia divide in their country, and you don't see that divide now among Muslims living here in the U.S. My colleague Aaron Schachter visited a mosque in Boston to ask why there are such divisions in the Middle East, while here everyone does seem to just get along.
The Yusuf Mosque in the Brighton section of Boston is an almost shocking mix of cultures in a city that often seems fairly uniform. Drive by on a Friday afternoon, prayer day, and you'll see men and women from across the Muslim world, from Indonesia to Iraq to North Africa, in a wide variety of dress. There are jeans and t-shirts, jalabiyas, shalwar kameez, headscarves, and niqabs. I sat down with a few men at lunch after services to ask why. Why do the different Islamic sects seem to get along here, but, in extreme cases, kill each other back home? Anwar Faisal is Palestinian.
In Iraq, or in Syria, or Yemen, or Libya, these countries, people looking for power. And when you have the power, you have a lot to think. You have the wealth coming with the power. You have loyalty. Our mentality as a Middle Eastern, people love power.
Faisal says many of the Muslim nations remain third world countries without rule of law or effective government institutions. So they're vulnerable to unscrupulous leaders who divide people along religious fault lines. In the U.S., he says, people may call themselves liberal or conservative, but they don't care who you call God.
The people here, people of America, they believe they are under one God. It doesn't make difference what God you are praying for. You have a temple, you have a mosque, you have a church.
All on this block.
Yes. Second, they are under one flag. And that is the key. Make this country is the most beautiful country on the planet.
Yusuf Nasrallah from Pakistan adds that a national identity supersedes a religious or tribal one for Muslims in the U.S.
They have lived with non-Muslim communities, and they're like, okay, you have your rights as a minority, I have mine, and we are all contributing. That is what keeps people humane and civilized in this part of the world.
Why people get along here when they come to this country, when they migrate or immigrate to this country.
That's Imam Ismail Feni from Algeria.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with when you're not in your... when you are a fish out of your bowl, you do what you can to survive. And I think it's true about anyone, any ethnicity, regardless of religion. You try to make do until you get back to your fishbowl.
Feni says it may take the Muslim world generations until their different fishbowls are free from religious violence. But hey, says Riyad Tubeshat from Jordan, America had its own problems back in the day.
Keep in mind, America, how long it took. We have a big civil war here. Keep in mind, most of these countries right now, they're very new to political structure. So they didn't have enough time. And they have so much outside influence.
It's been hundreds of years since the U.S. shook off a colonial power. These men say you got to give Islamic countries some time to catch up. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.